The following program is produced by the Living Church of God.
Between 25 and 30% of your Bible is prophecy. Did you know that the Bible reveals much about the future of the world and your own future? There are basic keys to understanding Bible prophecy. You need to know what they are. Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World. The Living Church of God presents Dr. Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world.
This week, Richard Ames explores principles of prophecy. And now, Richard Ames.
Warm greetings to you all. Excitement about the new millennium inspired interest in Bible prophecy. We all wanted to know, is the end of the world about to occur? Is the second coming of Jesus Christ near? What's going to happen around the world in the next decade or the next century? The Bible reveals the answers to these questions. We've shared with you on dozens of programs over the past year the insight into the great prophesied events that lie ahead. Now events are building toward the Great Tribulation and other major milestones prophesied in the Bible. In 1999, we saw the tragedy of ethnic cleansing in Kosovo, violent killings in American high schools, massive property damage and loss of life due to mudslides, earthquakes, flooding, and hurricanes. Terrorists massacred members of the Armenian parliament, hijacked an Air India airliner, injured the Prime Minister of Sri Lanka, and threatened travelers around the world. And the United States gave away the Panama Canal, one of the major sea gates of the world. In the year 2000 and beyond, we'll continue to see the trends outlined in the Olivet Prophecy in your Bible. That prophecy is found in three chapters, Matthew chapter 24, Mark chapter 13, and Luke chapter 21. You'll want to read all three chapters. Yes, the future of the world is clearly revealed in your Bible. To many people, Bible prophecy is a mystery, a puzzle, and a matter of human interpretation. But God unlocks the mystery of prophecy. He clearly reveals the future to His servants. On today's program, we'll examine the principles of understanding Bible prophecy. There are specific keys that will help you to prove to yourself what lies ahead. The Apostle Peter asserts that Bible prophecy is of divine origin. 2 Peter 1, verse 19, the King James Version states it this way. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed. The Apostle Peter was aware of the Scriptures and their prophecies. He affirms that these prophecies are certain and sure, and that we as Christians should take heed to them, or pay very serious attention to them. Now let's consider several principles to understanding Bible prophecy. Key number one is, the Bible interprets its own symbols. The book of Revelation, for example, contains symbolic language. Revelation, the first chapter, gives us a description of the glorified Messiah, the Son of Man standing in the midst of seven lampstands. And verse 16 of the same chapter describes Him holding seven stars. What do these stars and lampstands symbolize? You don't have to guess. I don't have to guess. The Bible itself tells us the meaning. Revelation 1 and verse 16. He had in His right hand seven stars. Out of His mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and His countenance was like the sun shining in its strength. Verse 20 gives us the interpretation. The mystery of the seven stars which you saw in My right hand, and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands which you saw are the seven churches. In Bible symbolism, stars are angels, and lampstands are churches. The writer of the book of Revelation, or the Apocalypse, continues in the next two chapters, writing God's message and admonition to the seven churches in Asia Minor, or modern-day Turkey. Of course, the Apostle John was writing this book near the end of the first century A.D. Now, let's take a look at a couple of other biblical symbols. Prophetic literature uses the word mountain as a symbol of a kingdom, empire, or government. turn in your Bible to Jeremiah 51 and verse 24. Your Bible probably has a heading to chapter 51 such as God's judgment or God's vengeance upon Babylon. God is declaring the punishment on the great empire of Babylon. Jeremiah 51 and verse 24. And I will repay Babylon and all the inhabitants of Chaldea for all the evil they have done in Zion in your sight, says the Lord. Behold, I am against you, O destroying mountain, who destroys all the earth, says the Lord. And I will stretch out my hand against you, roll you down from the rocks, and make you a burnt mountain. Here God uses the symbol of a mountain for a kingdom or an empire. Now notice how this helps us to understand more clearly Daniel's prophecy about the coming kingdom of God. Turn to the second chapter of the book of Daniel. Here Daniel tells King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon his dream. The king dreamed of a great image. He saw a stone smash the feet of this image. This image, as we discussed on a previous program, represented the kingdom of Babylon, succeeded by the Persian Empire, the Greco-Macedonian Empire, and finally the Roman Empire. Daniel is telling the king about his dream in Daniel 2 and verse 35. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were crushed together and became like chaff from the summer threshing floors. The wind carried them away so that no trace of them was found. And the stone that struck the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. Daniel told King Nebuchadnezzar that he was the head of gold represented in the image. Daniel said in verse 38, "You are this head of gold. But what was this stone that became a great mountain and filled the earth?" Again, the Bible interprets the Bible. Read verse 44. "And in the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever." What mountain or kingdom will rule the whole earth? As so many prophecies explain, that kingdom will be the kingdom of God ruled by the King of Kings, the Messiah, Jesus Christ. He will destroy the last resurrection or revival of the end-time Roman Empire. And finally, peace will rule all over the earth under the government and the kingdom of God, this mountain explained by Daniel. We've explored a few examples of symbolism. Stars are symbolic of angels. Lampstands are symbolic of churches. A mountain can be symbolic of a kingdom or a government. So key number one to understanding Bible prophecy is the Bible interprets its own symbols. The second key to understanding biblical prophecy is the fact that some prophecies may jump in time, even by a couple thousand years. We call this a prophetic time gap. Key number two to understanding Bible prophecy is prophetic time gaps. Let's take a look at one example in Luke, the 4th chapter, verse 16. Jesus was visiting his hometown of Nazareth, and he was invited to read from the Scriptures on the Sabbath. He was given the scroll of Isaiah, Luke 4 and verse 16. So he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." Then he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." Yes, the Messiah had come to preach the gospel to the poor, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Jesus had told them this very prophecy of Isaiah was now being fulfilled through him. But was that all of the prophecy? Isaiah 61, verse 2, "To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God." Jesus closed the book he was reading right in the middle of a verse. Why? Because the remainder of Isaiah's prophecy applies to the time of Jesus' second coming, when the day of God's vengeance and wrath and the day of the Lord take place. There's a time gap of about 2,000 years between the fulfillment of the first part of the verse and the second part of the verse. Key number two to understanding Bible prophecy is prophetic time gaps. The third principle to understanding Bible prophecy is duality. Often in the Bible, we find a former fulfillment of a prophecy and a later, a more climactic final fulfillment of the prophecy. This principle of duality is found throughout the Bible. Key number three to understanding Bible prophecy is duality. Turn in your Bible to 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 45, for example. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. Who was this last Adam? Verse 47 gives us the answer. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. Yes, the second Adam was Jesus Christ. There's also the Old Testament and the New Testament and the earthly city of Jerusalem and the future New Jerusalem that comes from heaven down to this earth. You can read about that in the 21st chapter of Revelation. And the Olivet prophecy also gives us an example of duality. Some critics insist that Jesus was speaking only of the destruction of Jerusalem in 70 AD. Read the 24th chapter of Matthew. Some of the terrible conditions Jesus described actually did take place when Jerusalem was destroyed. But that was just a type or forerunner of the final climactic fulfillment. As Jesus said in Matthew 24 and verse 21, for then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Yes, prophecy is dual, and we ought to learn the lessons of history. The destruction of Jerusalem by the Roman armies in 70 AD was just a type of the great tribulation that lies yet ahead. Key number three to understanding Bible prophecy is duality. One of the greatest principles to understanding Bible prophecy is to know where in the Bible such nations as the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, New Zealand, and South Africa are mentioned. Most theologians and preachers are way off base in their prophetic framework because they lack that knowledge. Our free booklet, What's Ahead for America and Britain, gives you that vital information. This booklet will give you the historic and biblical proof of the prophecies relating to these countries. Major prophetic events are outlined in this booklet. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free booklet, What's Ahead for America and Britain. We also invite you to request your free copy of Tomorrow's World magazine. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and practical principles of Christian living. Be sure to request Tomorrow's World magazine. There's no cost or obligation. And be sure to request your free copy of What's Ahead for America and Britain and Tomorrow's World magazine. Just call or write for your free booklet, What's Ahead for America and Britain.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. No cost, no obligation to you. Call today.
In the first part of our program, we discussed three principles for understanding biblical prophecy. Key number one was prophetic symbolism. The Bible interprets its own symbols. Key number two was prophetic time gaps. Be aware that there may be a gap or a jump of a couple thousand years in a prophecy, even within the context of a single verse in the Bible. Key number three was duality. Often in Bible prophecy, there is a former fulfillment and a later final climactic fulfillment. Key number four is the biblical origin of nations. Where is the United States mentioned in the Bible? Or under what name can we locate it? Where can we find Great Britain in the Bible? Obviously, the modern names do not appear, but the ancestors of these nations are prominently named in the Bible. Our free booklet, What's Ahead for America and Britain, will give you a thorough explanation on the subject. Now, the Bible does mention such nations as Egypt, Libya, and Ethiopia. Those nations will play a significant role in Mideastern events, as Daniel 11, verse 43 brings out. What about the ancient nation of Assyria? Believe it or not, Assyria will eventually be one of the prominent nations in tomorrow's world, along with Israel and Egypt. You can read about that in Isaiah 19 and verse 23. As the Bible prophecy points out, Assyria will once again play a pivotal role in world affairs and in end time events. Just read the 10th and 11th chapters of Isaiah. But who is modern Assyria? We previously published a full article on this subject entitled A Fourth Reich. It appeared in Tomorrow's World magazine. What is Germany's future? Bible prophecy and German history offer important clues. Here's what Dr. Douglas Winnell wrote in his article, page 17. Quote, "While most historians are reluctant or fail to make any connection between the disappearance of the Assyrians and the appearance of the Germanic tribes, the fact remains that no other nation's history and national character resembles Germany more than does that of Assyria. The simple knowledge of the origin of the nations in the Bible gives us a clearer understanding of Bible prophecy." One final quote in the article on page 30. Quote, "When the Bible speaks of Assyria in the end times, it is speaking of Germany," end of quote. One can begin to understand much more about end time prophecy with the accurate knowledge of the modern descendants of ancient biblical nations. There are many other nations mentioned in Bible prophecy. Sometimes Bible commentaries may be helpful in determining their modern descendants, but you'll certainly want to call or write for our informative free booklet, What's Ahead for America and Britain. You'll learn where these great nations are mentioned in Bible prophecy, and you'll learn about their startling future as well. Key number four to understanding prophecy is the biblical origin of nations. To understand Bible prophecy, we need an overall framework for the future. There are many different ideas and scenarios regarding the 1,000 years mentioned in the book of Revelation. Premillennialism is the teaching that Christ will return to set up a literal kingdom here on earth for a literal period of 1,000 years. This is what the Bible does teach as a framework for prophecy, and we'll come back to that in a minute. Postmillennialism wrongly teaches that the world will eliminate evil by human effort through the influence of traditional Christianity. That's just not going to happen. Selfish human nature must first be changed. The very reason for Christ to return is to save this earth from thermonuclear destruction and total cosmicide. Amillennialism is the belief that the expression of 1,000 years in the book of Revelation is purely symbolic of a peaceful relationship with Christ. Certainly, genuine Christians do have a wonderful relationship with God the Father and with our Savior Jesus Christ. But the Bible clearly teaches premillennialism, that God's plan of salvation is clearly outlined by Christ to include the kingdom of God literally ruling on this earth for 1,000 years, preceded by the return of Christ. We've covered that subject on several previous programs. The Bible gives us an overall framework for prophecy. You need to understand that framework. Key number five to understanding Bible prophecy is God's prophetic framework. For example, the book of Revelation describes a period of 3.5 years leading to the return of Christ. The first 5 seals of Revelation outlined in chapter 6 cover a period of 2.5 years of the great tribulation Jesus spoke about in Matthew 24. The 5th seal is the heavenly signs. The whole world will be put on notice when this event occurs. Let's read that in Revelation 6 and verse 12. Revelation 6 and verse 12. "I looked when he opened the 6th seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood, and the stars of heaven fell to the earth, as a fig tree drops its late figs when it is shaken by a mighty wind. Then the sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place. and the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the commanders, the mighty men, every slave and every free man, hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand? The seventh seal is the famous day of the Lord mentioned in about 30 prophecies in your Bible. This is the year of God's punishment on the nations. And it culminates with the well-known announcement of Christ's return and the establishment of the kingdom of God on earth. That's the exciting good news of prophecy. Let's read that in Revelation, the 11th chapter and verse 15. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. My friends, this is the solution to the world's problems. It's the gospel or good news of the kingdom of God. The Messiah, Jesus Christ, is now training genuine faithful Christians to be a part of that future world-ruling kingdom on earth. You can read about that in Revelation 5, verse 10, and Revelation 20, verses 4 through 6. Yes, Jesus does return before the real millennium begins. And you can have a part in the world to come and in his kingdom if you respond wholeheartedly to God's calling and if you seek him with all your being. Before we close, let me give you just another few references to help you in understanding God's framework of prophecy. Just look at two major situations that will prevail for the 3.5 years preceding the return of Christ. Revelation, the 11th chapter, starting with verse 1. The Apostle John writes in Revelation 11 and verse 1, then I was given a reed like a measuring rod, and the angel stood saying, rise and measure the temple of God, the altar, and those who worship there. But leave out the court which is outside the temple, and do not measure it, for it has been given to the Gentiles, and they will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months. And I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. The holy city Jerusalem will be controlled not by the Jews, but by the Gentiles for 42 months. And during that same period preceding the return of Christ, two prophets of God will witness with great power, and they'll contend with the revived Roman Empire, which will dominate the Middle East at that time. The two witnesses will prophesy for 1,260 days, or 42 months of 30 days in biblical terminology. This is a part of the prophetic framework you need to understand. Key number 5 to understanding Bible prophecy is God's prophetic framework. My friends, Bible prophecy is God's revelation to human beings about his plan for all humanity. You need to understand it. But prophecy is not intended for hobbyists or curiosity seekers. One cannot fully understand prophecy unless he or she is willing to submit to the teachings and instructions of the Bible. Remember what Jesus said in Matthew 4:4 and Luke 4:4? It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Let's turn to the inspiring prophecy of Daniel. Daniel, the 12th chapter, and starting with verse 9. An angel told the prophet Daniel, go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified, made white and refined, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. God gives wisdom to those who submit to him, who want to obey him, and who reverence him. As it tells us in Psalm 111, verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. You can begin to truly understand biblical prophecy if you choose to seek God wholeheartedly. On today's program, we outlined 5 principles for understanding biblical prophecy. Key number 1 was prophetic symbolism. The Bible interprets its own symbols. Key number 2 was prophetic time gaps. Be aware that there may be a gap or a jump of hundreds or thousands of years in a prophecy, even within the context of a single verse in the Bible. Key number 3 was duality. Often in Bible prophecy, there's a former fulfillment and later a final climactic fulfillment. Key number four is the biblical origin of nations. Our free booklet, What's Ahead for America and Britain, will help you discover the biblical ancestors of these great nations. And finally, key number five to understanding Bible prophecy is God's prophetic framework. We hope these principles will help you in your future study of the Bible. There are exciting times ahead. You need to understand Bible prophecy. To help you in your study of prophecy, we'd like to offer you this extremely important booklet, What's Ahead for America and Britain. The Bible clearly outlines the judgment that will be upon our nations if we persist in our immoral, anti-God lifestyles. This free booklet will open your understanding to major portions of prophecy that few theologians and preachers understand. Where are the United States, Canada, and Great Britain mentioned in the Bible? Be sure to write or phone for your free copy of this vital booklet. Just pick up the telephone right now and request your free booklet, What's Ahead for America and Britain. And we'll also be sending you a free sample copy of our up-to-date magazine, Tomorrow's World. This magazine gives you insight into news relating to Bible prophecy, as well as vital articles on Christian living. Be sure to request Tomorrow's World magazine and your free booklet, What's Ahead for America and Britain.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. No cost, no obligation to you. Call today.
Next week on Tomorrow's World, Dr. Meredith will continue with our series on Bible prophecy. Are we really living in the time of the end as described in the Bible? Or could the return of the Messiah be 1,000 years away? Listen next week to Dr. Meredith answer the question, are we living in the last days? You don't want to miss that program. So be sure to join us again next week, right here, at this same time.
The informative booklet offered on this program is yours absolutely free if you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. Be sure to visit our webpage at www.tomorrowsworld.org. That address again is www.tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program was produced by the Living Church of God.